Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
That is so much louder than what?
Tensions are high on the couch tonight.
Let's just get started.
Honestly, things have never been better on the couch tonight.
Listeners, Christian just knocked my headphones off my head, and I want to fight him.
Listeners, anyway, I just took a big drink from a box of wine.
Did you take the bag out, or are you keeping it in the box?
Listeners, hey, leave in the comments, is it funnier to be in a box or in a bag when I drink it throughout the episode?
Bag is funnier.
Yeah, bag's funnier.
Christian, you are in your bag tonight, but I'm Josh.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Christian.
And we are
the Judgies.
Boys, Girls, and NBs coming to you on Black Friday.
This is a special sale episode.
You get one episode for the price of one. That's pretty good.
I was in such a good mood until he knocked my headphones.
I really goofed up, guys.
You didn't even apologize.
I'm very sorry. You should have been able to know that.
Oh, I should just know.
The pregnant pause showed his remorse. Christian was having an inner anime monologue the entire time.
Yeah, I honestly thought I was like on the verge of death.
Yeah, that was him trying to go through all of his life flashing before his eyes.
That's exactly what happened.
But his eyes weren't open very big, so it took him a longer time to see it all.
I really wish my family had photos of me as a child. I'm the baby, and I didn't have many photos taken of me because I would give Josh an entire slideshow to kind of paste on top of this so you guys could all the visual watchers could see my life flashing before my eyes.
I'll just Photoshop a picture of Olsen but your head on it.
That's really good. That's a lot of fucking wine.
That does look so in the box. It doesn't look like four bottles of wine. That looks more like four bottles of wine.
Agreed.
That's for you audio listeners.
Boys,
in the bag.
Girls, and NBs, we don't just sit here and shoot the shit on the podcast. We also read reviews on this podcast.
And sometimes I find those reviews and I read them.
So head on over to apple.co/judgiespod. Maybe. Check the description. And leave a 5-star review.
The podcast. This podcast is the podcast.
Hell yeah.
I typically don't listen to podcasts, but I have been binging this one. I love how they all just seem like great friends, and the only negative part is when the guys keep interrupting Erica.
That's correct.
But we only do it because she keeps getting too political on this podcast.
Whatever.
We do have to interrupt her in case she gets too political.
So my brother's cousin, does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a half-brother.
Yes. I guess my brother was talking about our podcast, and his cousin was like, what podcast? Like, blah, 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 and she tells him. And she goes, I have been watching them on TikTok this whole... I had no idea that was Erica and Christian. How do you not know?
Bitch.
Katie, I've known you your whole life. How have you not known?
Are you stupid?
But I thought that was funny.
Small world.
Yeah.
Do I need to tell my story? I feel it's rude.
It's rude. Let's not tell it.
Well, now you've said that and the listeners...
Listeners on the Patreon, I'll tell the story. It's going
to
come out in November.
To the Patreon.
It'll come out in November. So by the time this is out, it'll be in the November episode. Remind me to tell that story tomorrow night.
I would love to hear. I can't wait. Josh, not only do we read reviews on this podcast, sometimes we take a drink right out of the bag.
Sometimes we
over
do
under
that.
On how much wine's going to get on this couch.
Hopefully an under.
I'm doing a good job at really sipping out the drops.
Way to congratulate yourself on such an easy task to perform. I'm doing a really good job at breathing every day.
Josh, I come to this podcast every 3 weeks and I have to read, and I do a pretty shit job at that. And I would say that's a pretty easy task too.
Do you guys want me to ask about your new shirts?
Yes.
What's up with the new shirts?
God, I'm so glad.
How are we feeling?
Stitch Fix.
Oh.
Etsy.
That's okay. That will keep in. That is getting bleeped until they sponsor us.
Yeah.
That's cool shirt.
Yeah, this is the only good thing in the box. So maybe step your shit up.
Maybe we're leaving it in then until they sponsor us. this is the fix is in, and by the fix I mean the mail sent in by the listeners to PO Box 5861350, Ottawa, Illinois. This one was sent in by Hannah.
Are you opening it?
No, you are.
Oh, okay.
Hannah from the Discord, them pronouns. I don't think they specify.
Oh god. I caught it.
Great catch. I don't think they specify in the note, but
okay, we'll read the oh my gosh, it's a whole ass letter. Oh honey, your handwriting.
They're from North Carolina. You can't...
I am judging your handwriting.
Oh, my God. They're from North Carolina?
It's legible. I will say that.
It's better handwriting than mine.
That's very true. Dear judges.
Hello.
Hello. First of all, I'm writing this before your gifts came in, so bear with me. What you have is a few stickers based off of the Farm Life segment. One sheet for everyone, Aurora included.
Hooray!
And a strawberry plush for Erica to throw at Josh. Ooh, we're throwing in a strawberry. Okay. Anything. I'll throw anything at Josh. Anyways, I started listening to the judges in September of 2021 on a road trip. Where did you go?
She, they pronouns.
Great road trip podcast.
Not they, them. Sorry.
That's fucked.
I started with the episode 67, I think. I don't really remember, to be honest.
It's the best one.
That's arguably our best one ever.
I found out about it from the owner of a Discord server I'm in. So shout out to Amanda from Discord.
There's only one Amanda in all of Discord. So we all know who you're talking about.
When work is slow, I'll listen to an episode or two, depending on if there's unplayed or new episodes. Definitely helps me stay up when I have to work in the morning. I eventually became a Patreon member in June and joined the Discord. I love it in there. Everyone is so welcoming and is overall a great place. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Anyways, gonna wrap up this letter now. I hope you enjoy the stickers and the strawberry. I hope y'all also come to visit North Carolina someday, maybe on a tour. I think y'all would love cookout and cheer wine.
Yeah, cheer wine. It's a soda.
Ah.
Really? It's a soda, wow. Yeah. Look at your Carolina knowledge.
It's just south. It's in Illinois, too.
Sure. Shut the fuck up.
Thank you all for making this podcast. Thanks for reading, Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah. Now, these were in production for a very long time.
P.S. You can read this on the pod. Girl, you got to tell me that ahead of time.
What if it wasn't?
Well, the P.S. stood for pre-statement instead of post-statement.
Very true. And you can still get pregnant from pre-statement.
That is true.
Let's look at these stickers.
You can definitely get pregnant from post-statement.
That's farm life.
Those turned out. Those turned out fantastic.
Choking the chicken.
Those are nice, like, good, high-quality stickers.
They are. Thank you, Hannah.
Very good.
And then did you see the plush?
Very good, Joshua.
I think it's just the plush in there.
Okay. Well, I'm just making sure. Gosh. This is very cute. Oh, it's very soft and plush.
What noise would go to the strawberry?
What the fuck was that?
You want us to edit that in every time you throw it?
Yes.
That's horrible. Listeners, put down in the comments what sound effect other than horny bonk should that noise be. That's copyrighted by the Walt Disney Foundation.
Here, why don't I just throw it at you and see what noise it makes?
No, that's not how it works.
Wait, so when do I throw the strawberry?
When I make a good joke.
No.
So it's never going to get thrown.
No, because I feel like...
I'll take a drink to that one.
I...
Christian's having his own little episode over here.
I offered you guys multiple times before we recorded if you wanted a glass.
What do you feel like, Erica?
I feel like I throw the carrot at you when I'm mad at you or like disgusted by you or just overall
negative emotion.
Negative emotion. And I feel like the strawberry is a positive emotion, but if I throw it at good jokes.
Yeah, then it's like a Pavlovian response where I don't want to make good jokes anymore.
Right.
Yeah. That's a pretty good excuse for me to have. It's like, well, I can't make a good joke or else Erica will throw a plush at me.
This is very cute.
What if I throw it at you and I make a good joke?
No. When you make a good joke, you're going to throw it at me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it'd be too many throws. It'd be too much editing on all the...
Oh, stop, guys. No, that's not the noise.
What about a fart? That'd be pretty funny. Yeah. What's the best fart?
Ooh, like really good
dirty
question.
Old man farts.
Ew.
Oh, what the fuck?
What is going on?
Give me the carrot
today,
or something.
Erica.
Let me throw something at you.
What the fuck is going on with
we
you?
We don't just make noises with our mouths, though, on this podcast. We also podcast
I mean,
on this.
That's what talking is, which arguably is what podcasting
you know,
is.
And sometimes we read stories from the internet and we judge those little frickers, and sometimes Christian reads those stories.
Josh does it better.
Perfect introduction to this first story of the night. Coming straight off of True Off My Chest from 13 hours ago, this is Black Friday 2022.
Oh my goodness.
A guest stole Black our Friday. Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh.
A what?
A guest stole our Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh my goodness.
I'm confused and frustrated and just needed to vent. We hosted Thanksgiving this year, my husband and I and our two kids, my husband's siblings, so my nieces and nephews, and most importantly, my husband's gravely ill mother. This is probably going to be our last Thanksgiving Christmas with them, so we tried to make it special. It's been emotional and exhausting, but we really wanted to make a memorable day that everyone would enjoy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Our daughter, Mary, is visiting from college, and one day before she flew in, she told us that her boyfriend, Chris, was actually going to be flying with her to our city to come visit his friends over the break.
Absolutely horrendous vibes.
Yeah, it's giving off bad vibes.
The day before, hey, I'm bringing a Chris. Mm-mm. Mm. That's,
yeah.
She knew.
She knew.
That's why she waited till the day before.
You are exactly right.
I already bought the tickets.
Mary asked if he could come over for Thanksgiving. We've never met Chris before, but to be honest, we're not wild about him. As soon as Mary started dating him, we started seeing some worrying changes in her.
Oh, no.
Our son, who is just a few years older than Mary, confided in us that Mary has been getting into the partying scene largely because of Chris. We tried gently to bring up our concerns with Mary, but she shuts it down and has started to pull away from us. So because we didn't want to alienate her, we said sure, Chris could visit, but they'd need to stay in separate rooms. Wild that you're making your college daughter do that.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to party in the room.
Yeah.
Like.
That's what the bathroom's for.
Right. That's right. That's where you do your nose cigarettes.
Nose beers.
Nose cigarettes is a completely different drug than cocaine.
What is it?
I don't know. The phrase is nose beers is for cocaine. I don't know what nose cigarettes is.
That was such an offensive belch.
That's bag
the
wine, baby.
That's the bag wine, baby. That's cheer wine, I think.
Imagine putting a cigarette in one nostril and...
Oh, people do it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Steve-O
gets past all the filter.
Steve-O's probably doing it right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, he's sober. He probably doesn't even smoke anymore. Who knows? Mary told us that won't matter because he's already has a hotel booked. And she'll be staying there with him the whole weekend.
Interesting.
Cut to Thanksgiving. Mary and Chris arrive. He's not the greatest. He makes a couple of rude, snide remarks throughout the visit.
Not ideal.
And hits the alcohol way harder than is appropriate. My family was in a very earnest mood, if that makes sense. Lots of emotion going on. And he was just dismissive and flippant and cast a shadow on everything. At one point, everyone started telling stories about their favorite holidays at my mother-in-law's house when she would go all out for family parties. My husband and I stopped working in the kitchen to join in on this conversation. When we go back into the kitchen after maybe a half hour, I went to check the turkey in the oven, and it was gone.
Hmm.
Completely missing. Hmm. I asked my husband if he did something with the turkey, and he was just as confused as I was. We looked all over the kitchen and then the house, and we couldn't find it.
The turkey was alive. The oven wasn't on.
Yeah.
It got out.
Hey, is your turkey running? You might want to check on it.
This is why you of the hot food in the oven, and you don't of on the hot oven food.
No, I don't want your bad wine.
You
want
a rib? You want to no, take a swig?
Out of here.
Slosh it if you gosh it.
Josh, you want me to toss you the bag?
Absolutely not. I mean, I want to slurp from the bag, but I don't want you to toss it.
Yeah, well, then there's just going to be so much editing to get it out.
That's my episode.
I will toss it to you then. We go out to the living room and ask everyone if they know what happened to the turkey. And no one seems to know what we're talking about.
How does somebody walk out with a fucking bird?
It's at this point that I realize Chris is nowhere to be seen. I pull Mary to the side and ask where he is, because I don't want to jump to conclusions and make any accusations. And she said that he had to leave to go meet up with his friends. I asked Mary to text him and ask if he knows what happened to the turkey. And Mary rolled her eyes at me. At this point, it's dawning on me that Chris probably stole the turkey and left out the back door while we were sharing our stories.
Perfect time. Perfect crime. Victimless.
What?
Turkey's already dead.
You're right. I'm just so confused. Why would anyone want to do something like this? I can't bring myself to actually make the accusation out loud.
Why? It's clear he did it.
There's one person missing and one bird missing. I feel like the math's adding up there. You can probably say it out loud.
Unless we all know that the grandmother, not in the best health, maybe a little bit of dementia. Maybe she housed the turkey and forgot to tell
I completely everybody. Housed the whole turkey. I'm sorry I didn't give anybody the chance to split the wishbone with me.
Yeah, she housed it. That's the only other option.
Those do seem like the only two plausible options here.
Or cartoon style alley cat came in, stole it, ate it in one bite, left the bones.
A Christmas Story, a pack of dogs came in, stole it. So we are left in this terrible position of having everything else ready, but no turkey. We had to break it to the family that we had no turkey, and now everyone is confused and sad.
They shouldn't be confused.
What do you mean there's no turkey? It's gone. Chris is gone. I don't know what happened, though.
Remember 10 minutes ago when I came in and said, has anybody seen the turkey? Update. No one found the turkey.
Mary said that she had to get going to the event with Chris, which deeply disappointed me. And I told her as much, and she just said that she'll see us again later this weekend. My in-laws went driving around to different restaurants and grocery stores to piece together enough food so that we're able to have a meal later. So we're still able to have a meal just later than expected. But it felt like the whole day was ruined because of this.
You don't need the turkey.
It's true.
You don't.
Yeah, true.
You had the rest of the meal. Microwave up some like sausage patties and you got in the freezer.
Pull out the hot dogs.
Turkey breast sandwich style. What's the word I'm looking for? Lunch meat.
Deli.
Same shit.
Turkey breast sandwich style.
Everyone was kind of murmuring about Chris leaving around the same time that the turkey disappeared, but no one wanted to actually accuse him out loud because it's such an explosive allegation, and there's really not any proof other than Chris being gone and the turkey being gone. I'm just confused why anyone would do such a thing, and I'm heartbroken because my mother-in-law didn't deserve this at all. At one point, she started tearing up, but pulled it all together for us.
Trooper.
I'm also increasingly angry with my daughter, but I feel like I can't say anything because she'll just end up pulling further away.
I feel like I understand why she's acting out. Maybe a lack of structure in her life.
Maybe.
Mom's afraid to literally just be like, hey, your fucking boyfriend stole a turkey from us. Because what if she gets angry at me?
And this is wild. There's been an update since I found the story at
Whoa.
Noon.
Wow.
Update. I was talking with my son today.
Wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
Chris took it to a homeless shelter to feed the less fortunate.
Okay. Did you read this story?
I'm Chris. Yeah.
I'm shocked. I was talking with my son today, and he told me last night Chris started taunting him over text about the missing turkey. So that settles it. That fucker Chris stole my turkey.
How does that settle it?
Basically as a big fuck you to all of us.
For what reason, though? Like, what?
Just to be a fucking shitter, I guess.
Because you won't let Mary do coke with me in the bathroom, you fucking losers.
I wonder if this is just, like, a very one-sided story. Mm. Like, we don't know the nuance of the relationship where, like, maybe they're shitty people to him to start with. Like, no one's ever good enough for my daughter.
His name is Chris.
His name is Chris. That does automatically Valid. Make them a piece of shit. But while I do agree, like, that is a very plausible, stealing the entire turkey is a pretty bold move.
Yes.
Even if your girlfriend's parents are assholes.
Especially if it's halfway, like, in the oven. How are you carrying that out? It's got to be so fucking hot.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you? What do you? It's going to waste. It's like you can't take it 40 like in a 45-minute Uber ride to your friend's house to go put it in their oven.
In a cold oven, I'm sure that it's not preheated.
Well, he's got 45 minutes. Tell the friend to get the preheat going.
They don't have an oven. It's just an air fryer. They're putting it on. Slice it up and put it in there.
They're putting on a fucking pizza pizzazz.
They're gonna deep fry the rest of it.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on.
I've never had deep fried turkey. Is it good?
Neither I haven't either. It's terrifying.
Terrifying?
Yeah. Have you not watched horror videos of just turkey compilation fail compilations?
Of course not. I'm a normal person.
Joshua, well, just you today. Are the only adult that I know that still watches like fail compilations.
I literally do that. He as does a it bit for only me. In front of us.
He does it for me, and I love it.
It was just like it was before the meet and greet we did for the Moment event. I was just like, we got to get in the mood, and I just typed in like clips guaranteed to make me laugh compilation fail. And there's some good stuff in there. And then it gets old after about the same clip of someone falling over and eating shit 17,000 times in a row.
Yeah, going over the front handlebars on a bike is only funny so many times. It's a lot of times, but it is only so many times.
So many.
My son didn't want to say anything at the time because he didn't want to make people more upset than they already were. But one of my husband's siblings is very mad now at us for how things turned out and how my mother-in-law has been disrespected.
Wait, so was the mother-in-law sickly?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fucking turkey.
And
if
now...
If it's the same thing with Christmas. Like, if you're pissed about the presents, you're missing the whole fucking point of that holiday.
How the Chris stole Thanksgiving.
Write this down.
He's teaching them a lesson about family.
That's what I mean. Like, you can have a fine Thanksgiving without turkey.
I think it's okay to be absolutely as long as you have fucking livid at Chris and call him a piece of shit.
For sure.
And by proxy, upset at Mary. But also, like, it's fine.
Yeah, get over it.
Turkey's the worst part of Thanksgiving.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's going to be dry ass fuck anyway.
Next time, eat a ham.
This is why I make ham every year.
Yeah.
Turkey's not that good.
Correct.
Maybe it's because I'm not deep frying it.
I mean, chicken is just better than turkey, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
One of my husband's siblings is not talking with us right now,
turkey
and I've tried.
Style?
And I've tried calling and texting Mary, but she's ignoring me, too. What
sorry,
a way to
I
ruin
totally...
Thanksgiving.
What's up?
Totally spies?
I'm sorry, I was talking over you. And then you talked over me, and now I'm not sorry anymore.
That's okay. That's
totally ruined Thanksgiving, Christian said. And Erica said, sorry for... And then that's when she stopped. Did you guys see Marjorie Taylor Greene's turkey?
It looked disgusting.
I don't know who that is.
You Ow. Sweet summer child.
Insane.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not political, you fuckers. This is proof.
Marjorie Taylor Greene shared a picture of her like you know, slicing the turkey post cooking in it. It looked like you drew a like there was not a spice to be seen.
It was really gross looking. Like it didn't look like it was cooked. Like it was still pale white. And it's like even if you bake a turkey, it still gets a little bit of color on it.
It was crazy. The tweet that I saw said that turkey is so white
it looks like it's about to have an insurrection attempt. It's a very funny joke because March to the Green helped incite the insurrection. Now, Eric, I know you can't speak about this or else you will get absolutely lambasted in the...
Is that your new favorite word?
Lambasted?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you've used it in like the last four episodes.
Lambasted.
It's like the back off shirt.
Turkey style.
Turkey style.
Turkey breast sandwich style.
Turkey breast sandwich style lambasted.
I did see, was it Elizabeth Warren burnt like only half the marshmallows on her yams?
I didn't see that. Amateur move.
Amateur move.
Which one? No. Come on, Christian.
I was so close.
Ew. What were we just talking about?
Turkey. No.
What did she just talk about with the marshmallows?
Burn.
On.
Half.
Of.
Yams.
And can we get to the next story, Christian? Jesus. If you can't tell, this is the board from our Friendsgiving. Now we got to rip Erica's gobble and put it on there. It's a pretty good gobble.
That's pretty good. This one's for TikTok After Dark. Today I fricked up by getting a sex toy stuck inside me and panicking.
Which orifice?
The title's right up in there. Which orifice? I'll never tell.
Is this
until I read the story?
Gonna be a butt, a vagina.
It's probably gonna be a butt.
Or a penis.
Probably gonna be a butt.
Probably gonna be a butt.
Yeah, probably gonna be a butt. I've never thought about getting something stuck and lost inside of my penis, and now I'm kind of having a real anxiety attack about this.
That's why you have to have a tapered end on the things you put in
the
your
sounding
penis.
Rods.
The same thing with your butthole.
Right.
I'm bisexual, but I'm in a relationship with a cis woman.
Oh, so you're straight.
We don't do pegging or whatever, so I don't often get a chance to...
That was a bi erasure joke. I understand that bi people exist. It was a joke. Thank you. That one was for Emma Joseph.
I don't often get a chance to explore this side of my sexual... this part of my sexual side involving that area of myself. I think we know which one.
Involving the what?
That area of myself.
That area. Got it. Okay.
You know, either penis, vagina, or butt.
We haven't decided which one yet.
Those are the three areas.
Anyways, she's out for lunch with my friends, and I... Weird.
That'd be like me and Josh.
And I decided it's time to get a little freaky in my personal time. I recently had ordered a set of anal plugs from Amazon.
So it's butt.
All different sizes.
Maybe? We don't know yet, Erica. Stop jumping to conclusions.
And made of silicone. Now, I'm sensible and made sure they all had flared bases.
Good.
Reasonable. And I decided to start with the second smallest of the four because I don't want to overexert myself. I'm sensible like that.
You're taking almost all the right precautions.
Yes. Where did this all go wrong?
Sensible old me grabbed some lube, grabbed the toy, and sparing the details, I slowly started to insert the plug into my anus.
Was it a water-based lube on a silicone toy? Yikes. Uh-oh. Ooh, not good.
It's a good time to remind you here that this toy is made from silicone rubber, which is flexible. Which is a flexible material. The base, being flexible, is also able to be folded slightly.
Oh no.
It can bend to be a little bit smaller. This is when I made a glorious mistake. I don't know if I'd use that adjective.
Interesting, yeah, interesting adjective.
I could feel it.
I would have used lambasted.
I knew it! I knew you were going to say that.
I could feel it was nearly ready to go in, so I added just a little bit more lube and one final push, and well, to put a fine point on it, my asshole swallowed the whole thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I freeze. Oh no. I get up and rush to the toilet. I push, but nothing. This is where the story can get a little vulgar, and I don't want to break the rules, but when I tell you I had to reach in there and root around for it, I'm not exaggerating.
That's not that vulgar.
I'm not lambasting. Over the
if you're putting something in your butt, being like, and this is where it gets gross, I put another thing in my butt, my finger. Like, that's not that crazy.
Well, I would expect you to get your whole fucking arm up in there to get it out before you have to go to the emergency room.
Correct.
Over the next half hour, I sit on my toilet doing everything I can to get this out of my body.
I feel like the move isn't to be on the toilet.
Yeah, I don't know.
You gotta lay on your back. You know what I mean?
I feel like I would rather be in a squatting position.
That's good too. That's very good. I just, having something under you seems wrong. Like a toilet. To where you can't. Toilet.
Yeah.
It does seem hard to get your hands in there. Yeah. Believe me when I tell you that this was not a clean or pleasant procedure.
Mm-mm.
Eventually, it's nearly out, and with one final push, it falls out into the nest of dirty tissues and toilet water beneath me. Like a newborn egg rolling into the nest of its mother hen.
That was the gross part.
A proud mother. So yeah, here I am, 10 minutes later, laughing at the situation, and incredibly glad I didn't end up with two nurses at the ER having to poke around my butt with forceps trying to get this out of me.
Wait, glad that didn't happen?
Yeah.
Why two?
Well, if he couldn't do it himself, one nurse. Yeah.
They don't make butt forceps.
Erica's been a CNA before. She understands this stuff.
We're in a nurse shortage. You think they can spare two for your ass? You're going to go in there and get fucking lambasted by the nurses.
I don't know how to...
Lambasted. Right. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know how to explain this to my girlfriend, but at least for now, the secret stays safe with me.
Why just tell her?
And you lot. Obviously.
Tee-hee. Oh, British.
Teehee.
I love when we find out they're British at the end. Like, oh, it makes sense. That's what you have free healthcare. Go to the hospital. You have NHS.
It must not be British then.
God. Oh, he's ex-Brit living in America. Yeah.
Yep.
Can't go to the fucking hospital then. It's got to pay for two fucking nurses. That's what he sounded like.
Are we sure?
Mm-hmm. It was me.
I didn't pick that up at all when I was reading it.
Hmm. I did.
You did.
Yeah.
Kind of like, we'll pick it up on the other side of this break. Bye.
It's Garbage the Cat, and I'm here to say that pretty litter makes the bad smells go away. I believe that cats should be seen, not smelled. I mean, is there anything worse? It's hell! Hi, I'm Garbage the Cat, the new spokesperson for the judges' version of pretty litter. And boy, am I unhealthy and don't know what to do about it.
Well, thanks to pretty litter's color-changing crystal technology, it can help indicate potential signs of illnesses like urinary tract infections.
Got my urinary tract removed.
Kidney issues?
Got my kidneys removed.
More issues?
I got all of my more removed. I went to my cat doctor and said, I got this weird looking more. You think you can get rid of it? And he said, yeah. The thing is, I'm not a doctor for cats. I'm a cat doctor. Cats can be doctors in this universe. There's no rule in baseball that says cats can't be doctors.
Nothing beats Pretty Litter's odor control. It's ultra absorbent and instantly traps odors. It's lightweight, dust-free, and works for up to a month without clumping.
That's more than I've worked my whole life.
It means no more wasting litter.
Plus, Pretty Litter ships for free to my door in a small, lightweight bag. I never run out. I don't have a massive container of litter taking up space, and I don't have to lug a bulky container from a store to my car and then all the way into my house where Garbage the Cat's at, just freaking out.
You don't want people coming into your home and being hit with a nose full of cat stink. Get Pretty Litter today. Go to prettylitter.com/judges to save 20% off your first order.
Holy
That's
cow.
prettylitter.com/JUDGIES to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/honey. Thanks, Pretty Litter.
This podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Joshua, do you remember back in 2020 when the pandemic hit?
Yes.
I really quickly, through my job, felt like I lost all control of my life and was truly miserable. And it took me a really long time through the pandemic to finally admit that I needed help. I got therapy and got on medication that I needed, and now I'm doing so much better. And I would like you to tell our listeners how they can feel better when their life is out of control as well.
Well, listeners, you can get help with our sponsor, BetterHelp. They're the world's largest therapy service. They've helped match 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists, available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable.
In BetterHelp, therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills. Because when you're going through it, Erica,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't only help to talk it out with a therapist, but also learn how to better manage it in the future.
And boy, was I going through it. I was not your good time gal.
You were the bad time broad.
I
hate to say it, Erica.
Bad time broad,
you
for
were
sure.
The bad time broad.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler.
So no waiting rooms?
No waiting rooms.
No traffic.
No traffic.
No endless searching for the right therapist.
Well, if you need to, there's always the option to switch therapists.
Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/judgies. That's better.
BETTER.
Help.
HELP.
.com.
COM.
/judgies.
JUDGIES.
Thanks,
BetterHelp.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to this side of the podcast, Christian.
You guys know what we do on this side of the podcast. We always open up with our favorite little segment, the
Circle Jerge.
Was that from your bottle?
Yeah.
That scared the shit out of me.
I also did not enjoy that.
That absolutely scared the shit out of me.
Hit it again. I'll do it clean.
And guess what, you little piss babies? Me and Erica had a baby this year, and that means a lot of medical bills.
Don't tell them that. That's private information.
And since we had all those medical bills, guess who hit their deductible and can basically go to the doctor for free? So for this week's Circle Jerge, we have... Should I go see a doctor about this?
I'm going to say yes.
Part two. We've done this years ago, back in the old studio, and this is what convinced me to go get on ADHD medicine.
Oh.
I don't remember
when we diagnosed Christian.
TikTok diagnosed Christian. Right.
My earwax smells different between my left and right ear. Should I be concerned about this?
That's a bacterial infection, bud.
Or a fungal infection.
This has been the case since 2018 when my eardrum ruptured.
Why are you smelling your earwax?
Why are you smelling your earwax as a proper... You didn't expect to get lambasted about the earwax.
Let's just take a...
Christian, your ear is fucked. You need to... Yes, you need to make another ENT appointment.
When's the last time you've been doing ENT?
2018
when my eardrum ruptured. Oh, you're telling me having 30% hearing loss in one ear is a bad thing?
I bet it's more than 30%.
It's definitely higher than 30% now, baby.
He can't hear shit.
What?
That's his favorite joke.
I'm like... Hey, have you ever taken a hearing test?
Yeah, and it's I used to take one every year.
You hear the little noises and you click it and it gets progressively quieter.
No, it gets progressively louder. You think it gets quieter?
No, it starts
very quiet and it gets louder and louder until you have to take your headphones off because it's so loud.
Josh, you're doing it wrong because it starts loud and it goes quiet. And then
which
if you
one
miss
of us
one,
is deaf, Christian?
Which one of us fucking works on him, Josh, for a job?
You've been wiring him backwards the whole time?
No, it works down, and then if you miss it, they go back up once.
Yeah, they go back up a couple stages.
Well, guess what? I'm one click away from needing hearing aids, so...
When just the one ear?
Just one ear. There's a little lump on my ribs that, like, I don't know if it's a lymph node, but that's been there forever.
Has it gotten bigger or smaller?
Mm-mm.
It hasn't changed in size, but it's been there for as long as I can remember.
You've got one on your shoulder, too.
This thing?
No. No, it's
Oh God! Now I'm panicking.
It is. Yep.
Yep. Right there.
Hey,
I got remember seeing that when we were working out.
I got two of them. Should I be concerned?
I think they're lipomas.
Is that good or bad? I only know that happens on old dogs. Am I an old dog?
She's got a couple of lipomas.
Yeah, they're just fatty tissue buildup tumor things.
My butt crack's really tall. Should I be concerned about this?
He has the collectors have the longest butt cracks.
Yeah.
It goes all the way up to my shoulder blades.
It does.
Should I be concerned? Yeah. Is this something that plastic surgery can take care of? And also, I don't know if any of you listeners will know this, but is that covered by my insurance?
Well, no. You said when's the last time you went to an ENT?
2018.
And when's the last time you went to BGT?
I don't know, 2011?
Yeah, I would go check out, go get your balls, gooch, and testicles. they make a specialist for those three because they're so...
Balls, gooch, wait, and testicles.
Butt, gooch, and testicles. Sorry. Butt crack, gooch, and testicles, the big three. They're just so closely related with all this stuff. Yeah, so...
Of course.
Okay.
They specialize in that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, would getting a hearing aid be admitting defeat?
No.
And then I'm actually deaf.
Oh my God.
Getting your butt crack shortened would be admitting defeat. You would. It's a good thing you guys are already married, or else you would not want to be in any wedding pictures.
Do you think that shortening your butt crack will make you taller? Will it get you to your
Eric, little... we can't be throwing these hypotheticals out there because now I'm like, we should probably do a little bit of research into this.
There's two ways to shorten a butt crack. You take skin from somewhere else and fill it in, or you lengthen the torso to where it looks normal.
Right.
Yeah.
If I could get an extra vertebrate installed, I don't know what you'd
call it. Installed, like it's on your desktop.
Download an extra gray matter.
I would download an extra vertebrate if I could.
Is bones the white matter? You know what?
What are you talking about?
There's gray matter and there's white matter.
That's in your brain.
It's also in your spine.
It's no real fluid.
That's why your spine looks like this on the inside is the fluid.
No. All right, we'll let it go.
My armpits smell kind of like weed. Is this normal?
Your armpits smell like weed?
A little bit. And this was before I've ever smoked weed.
That's true.
Interesting. I guess it's just in ya.
I'm just fucking meant to blaze. Fuck, smoke it if you got it.
I don't think you have to get that checked out though, bud.
Okay. Final one here.
What's a smell you wouldn't want in your armpits? If one smelled like weed and the other one doesn't?
What's that?
If one smelled like weed and the other one doesn't?
If one armpit smelled like weed and then my other armpit smelled like my left ear wax, I would probably get that one checked out.
You know, I had a lump in my armpit while I was pregnant. Towards the end of my pregnancy, I had it for like 2 months. And I was kind of worried about it. Turned out to be my milk coming in.
And it comes armpit? In your armpits?
Yeah.
It's got to work from your brain ducts. Down.
I have milk ducts?
Everybody has milk ducts in their armpits.
You hear that, Judah?
Freaked me out. But then when I started like actually breastfeeding, it went away.
So can you like you're farting with your armpit and then squirt milk out your boobs?
I don't know. I haven't tried.
You should try that.
I'll try.
As soon as you get home, just see what happens.
I doubt it's going to happen.
This will be a wild ride.
If you can fart and squirt milk at the same time, Erica, we have an OnlyFans. We figured it out.
We have a future.
No.
1500 bucks a month. Would you do that on camera?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. A month?
1500 bucks a month. That's $18,000 a year.
That's not enough.
Greedy.
He was yelling at me about this at Friendsgiving too. It's like,
well, our Friendsgiving discussion was $500. $500 a month? Would you show hole on the internet?
$500 a month.
Yeah, it's a PS5 a month.
To show hole,
right?
That's not enough money.
I think it's fine. It's because it's funny to me.
I did some more thinking on it, and it's a weird thing to in my head. One hole picture, $500. I'm like, yeah, okay. To do it monthly, now it's like
12 a month or 12 a year. 12 a month.
In my head,
144 a year.
I don't know what changes this, but in my head where it's like, oh, no, I got to do a monthly thing. Now it's like value goes way up. But if it's a one and done, it's like $500 might cut it.
No. You got to pay a lot more money to see my hole than that.
I don't know. You could do like seasonal things. You could
You're my waxer, my husband, or my doctor,
or my BGT.
Then I have to pay you to see it. So
for non testicle havers, a BGT is butt crack, gooch, and boobs.
Wait.
Butt crack, gooch, and boobs. I mean tits.
Okay.
I meant tits. We all understood.
What happened to testicles?
If you don't have testicles, then you have boobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you have both, two for one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very last one here. Should I start going to speech therapy? I don't have any specific words I know I can't say, but I'm wondering if I just need like a touch up.
I don't think you understand what speech therapy is. They don't just be like, we're working on engineer today.
Yeah.
You have trouble saying the word ruin.
That's true. You said ruin. But that's just a regional dialectical thing, isn't it?
No.
Like some people say ruined.
Just I'm like going to say ruined, and I'm going to say milk, and I'm going to say woof.
And some people say worst.
Like woof, woof, the dog?
Well, like the big wild one.
Instead of saying wolf.
Wolf? You can't say wolf?
I can, but it takes too much brain power to go wolf.
I agree with you. You're wrong. I usually get made from saying skull wrong.
You know what word I have? Like, I know I'm saying it right, but my brain doesn't like the way that I'm saying it.
I know I'm doing this right.
Well, no, I'm not going
to
tell you.
I want to know the word. I'm dying to know it. Is it dying?
No.
Okay.
It's requests. Request.
Request is a bad name. You shouldn't have it in a podcast title either.
I have such a hard time like
so hard
saying
it.
I know I'm saying it right.
Yeah.
But my brain is like that. Oh, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
When you, Josh, you wouldn't understand this because you don't no longer work. You're a lazy bum, I guess. When you forward an email to somebody else and you have to let somebody know that you have now forwarded
mm-hmm.
an email, is it forwarded?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds wrong every time.
Or you can just say, I sent this to so and so as well.
I re-forward it. That sounds even worse.
Yeah.
I eight-worded it. Wait, you still did. Because four times, if you do it again, four plus four is eight. Eight-worded instead of four-worded. We all understand.
Yeah, we all get it. Just like we always get
post-worded
these.
Post-worded it.
So do I need to make you an ENT appointment? Because like the end of the year is coming up quick and they fill up fast.
Can you say that in my good ear? Hey, now we're on to the listener submitted sound. Send those fuckers over to judgiespod@gmail.com.
Judah, you need to go away, bud.
This one comes from Mary.
Wait. The same Mary as before?
The daughter?
I don't know. She won't respond to my text or calls.
I ate them. That's right. I ate the divorce papers. I ate them with artisanal chup.
That's a reference to something. I saw them mention that in the Discord, I think.
Oh, you think? Or you stink?
Christian, the bag wine is making you a comedy farce. To be reckoned with. Sorry, I say farce wrong. The Force Awakens. Luke used the farce.
Can you stop lambasting me?
Can you read the freaking story?
Can you tell me what the fuck lambast means? Because I feel like I'm not using in the right context ever.
It means to be Jerry. That's Joy and Mary. Just like that listener submitted sound.
You know what? I found the purpose for the strawberry. I'm going to squeeze it every time I'm mad at one of you.
Hmm. We'll need to get a second cam as a strawberry cam. Or a third cam.
This comes straight from a piss baby named...
Thanks. Can't use the name, can we?
I scroll to the bottom and it says their name and then in parentheses it says, insert fake name. I wish it wouldn't have been in parentheses. Give me a name.
Jerry.
This one comes straight from Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Hi, Judgies.
Hey, hi. Jerry.
Recently listened to your Pilk episode, and it got me thinking about one of my most monstrosity, one of my own monstrosities. So I need to know, am I the asshole?
Probably.
For creating melon cola?
Ah! Ah!
Which melon?
Pretty sure that's just Mountain Dew.
What?
Which melon? We talking orange water?
Whatever melon you got.
The orange one. Cantaloupe.
Honeydew?
Sure. I don't know them. That's why I call them orange and green and water.
This took place 7 years ago when I was in high school. My brother had a ton of leftover pizza because he had a birthday the night before, and my family was going out of town the next day, so we had to finish it fast. So I invited all of my friends over that morning and laid out the pizza, chips, and leftover soda that I needed them to devour for me. Since it was so last minute, only one person ended up showing up.
Oh, no.
It was my friend's girlfriend, who I don't really know that well.
But not your friend?
Her boyfriend canceled at the last minute on me.
Why would she still come?
I think the same thing.
I much greater confidence than I.
To make matters worse.
What are you talking about? That situation is exactly how you two became friends.
Yeah, look where we are now. Indebted to one another.
Yeah.
We are forced to remain together because of monetary issues.
Yeah, we're bonded even though we kind of are at odds with each other.
Christian lambasted me working out.
Oh, I haven't heard this story yet.
Yeah.
To make matters worse, she had already eaten beforehand, so she didn't want any of the pizza or chips or soda that
what
I laid out.
What the fuck are then you doing
there? Why is she even there?
Why are you there?
As I ate some watermelon and made small talk with her, I became aware of the potential for this to be the most painfully awkward night of both of our lives. Two people who don't know each other at a party nobody else showed up to.
Okay. I don't know if you can classify it as a party anymore.
It's been downgraded to gathering.
I mean, gathering
a
is pushing back, it.
A kickback, if you will.
It's a hang.
It's a hang, yeah. It's a party that nobody showed up to, and that was only hosted as a pretense to finish some pizza that my family didn't want to eat.
At least they weren't, like, you know, going to go to waste, but it sounds like they're...
You had a good heart.
How can you have an entire room of yeses and then at the very last minute, an entire room of noes?
With the ill-advised logic that doing something weird would help break the ice, I put the pieces of watermelon I was eating into my cup of Pepsi Cola.
Wait.
She's trying to break the ice, Josh.
You didn't even preface with, like, let's do something crazy.
Would this be so silly?
What are the chances watermelon and Pepsi tastes good?
Zero.
I want to bet, and then you do it. You don't just mid conversation just, oh yeah, and just start dipping your fucking watermelon in.
She obviously asked me what the fuck I was doing, and I claimed that I liked the taste of watermelon in my Pepsi. It's just like cherry cola, I explained to her.
Wait, so she just made up a lie?
Yeah,
she got called on her bullshit, and she's like, "Oh, I love this. It's
why
so
would it taste
good.
Like cherry Pepsi?"
Glug 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 glug. This is what I've been doing to the boxed wine the entire episode. Don't look behind me, Josh, when I leave. It tastes just like cherry cola, I explained. She called me insane, but was laughing and dubbed it melon cola. When I finished the soda.
Sounds like melancholy, which, like, sad.
That's pretty much a good description for this.
Sounds like melanoma to me.
That should be the new applause button.
God damn it. When I finished the soda, I then ate the Pepsi-soaked watermelon cubes out of the cup.
Oh, cubes.
And claimed that this is just part of the genius of melon cola, because now the watermelon chunks have a little bit of Pepsi flavor soaked into them.
Gross.
The thing is, I bet you it's not that bad.
She acted disgusted, but melon cola broke the tension completely. We spent the rest of the night laughing, talking, and watching TV. So okay.
Just do that part.
Eat shit, Josh. It worked out.
The risk reward matrix here is not in your favor. Like, you could have just started with watching TV. You didn't have to be like, I got to do something insane, and then we'll put on The Bachelor.
I got to prove that I'm quirked up. I have to prove that I'm quirked up and she'll think it's really cool.
Wait until I display my absolute riz.
I get why my boyfriend likes to hang out with you now. That was the night that transformed us from mere acquaintances to close friends.
Oh, wow.
At any event we went to that had a fruit platter, she'd ask if I wanted to make melon cola.
Classic fucking callback.
We are still friends to this day, and she has no idea that melon cola was something I did for a bit, and not some weird crazy thing I had always been doing. However, I will admit that melon cola is quite good.
I bet you it's fine.
And I stand by the logic behind it.
No.
Like, it's probably, like, watermelon is such a, like actual watermelon is such a small flavor profile. Like.
You're not getting good watermelons.
But, like, it gets
you don't know the
up.
Trick to pick out a good melon.
Like, and, like, so if it soaks up something as, like, strong as a Pepsi, like, a cola flavor, it's just going to taste like cola with a hint of watermelon on it.
Josh is making good points here.
Like, cola is such a, it's like such a spicy, like, attacks your tongue flavor, whereas watermelon is, like, refreshing, and then you get the more of, like, the aftertaste of watermelon.
This white man just said that cola was spicy.
Yeah, like, it contains spice.
Spiced.
You cry when a jalapeno is mentioned, Eric.
Listen, I never...
I had the second spiciest sauce at Naff Naff today.
Whoa!
You got Naff Naff today?
Yeah.
And you didn't fucking invite us.
It was really good.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm. What'd you get?
That's the same. That I've eaten there
falafel.
Probably 80 plus times. I've gotten the same thing every single time.
Falafel pita wrap.
Yep.
Their chicken shawarma is so good.
Erica.
Yes?
Aurora got the chicken shawarma in Baba Ganoush instead of hummus.
I don't like hummus. I've never had Baba Ganoush.
The hummus
though.
Is better than Baba Ganoush.
So I did have a bite, and the first bite I was like, Baba Ganoush pretty good. And then I was like, I think I'd rather have the hummus in here, actually. Mm. Baba Ganoush is oily.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it got cold. So then it's just like cold oily, and it's like, not for me. It's like when you fry a turkey, you know?
Terrifying.
So what is... Scary. Wait, hang on. I had a different story I was going to tell.
Have you never... You don't know about frying turkeys?
No. Why would I fry a turkey?
They fucking... Every single year, it fucking blows up. People either don't defrost it and the oil explodes when you put it in there, or they don't check the volume right, and when they put it in there, the oil overflows and blows up on the fire beneath it.
Well, people are just idiots.
Yeah. And it fucking kills like 100 people a year, Josh.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, we're fucking
like,
idiots.
Ton of house fires.
I mean, that all makes sense. Like, it makes sense what's happening, but they're really funny. I boiled four yams in overflowed water. So I get how somebody could make that mistake with turkey. Because turkey is bigger than yams.
Turkey is bigger than yams. This is, hey, anybody that's...
Bigger number, better bird.
I don't know how much that goofed up the shot, but this goes out to all the listeners planning on deep frying a turkey next year. Do a volume check with water first.
Or just defrost it in the oil. Cold.
I mean, that is also possible. Huh.
And you can't have your to-be son-in-law steal your turkey if it's in the vat.
Oh, my
oil.
God. If Chris becomes their son-in-law, I can't wait for their next post.
I think Mary should quit him cold turkey.
Do
editor,
we want
editor? Put that right when it's relevant.
Hey, you go search back. Are we feeling another
yes.
Thanksgiving one? Or do we no. want a little pre-Christmas story?
You can still get pregnant from pre-Christmas. Would love a pre-Christmas story.
I just want to go back to the gray matter, white matter in the spine. Were you talking about the spinal cord?
Yes.
Okay. Then yes, you are correct. There is gray matter and white matter in the spinal
yeah.
cord. I
inside
thought you were talking
the
about the vertebrae.
No, that's why I did
itself.
This. The vertebrae make this, and then the inside there's that X.
We all know exactly what you're talking about. Just like we all know. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
For the puppy fiasco pre-Christmas?
Probably.
Okay. So my wife, 30 female,
who?
And I, 28 male.
Who?
Have had a kind of...
Christian who?
My wife.
Thank you, Jesus. We have like one bit we do on this fucking pod. That's what I was going to say. I sent Christian this TikTok, and it was like this guy complaining. He's like, we need to fucking murder whoever taught the word bit to TikTok people. Because now everybody's saying everything is a bit and you're just doing it for the bit. And then he described like a bit. I can't remember what he did, but it was like, it was clearly a joke for the person. It was like when somebody says like, what time is it? And then you say 2:30 and then you say, oh,
time to go to the dentist.
Missed my dentist appointment. It's not funny, but it's funny to me because I say it every time.
Because it's your bit.
But then the other thing he was like, when your wife complains about domestic abuse, even though you don't domestic abuse, I was like, yeah, that's not a bit.
Yeah, it was a very weird video.
But I was like, ruh-roh. When I say I'm just committing to the bit, am I just not being funny?
Probably.
Is me wearing the back off shirt 6 episodes in a row?
No, that's funny.
Not a good bit. Is me getting a text message from my to-be sister-in-law saying, wear a different damn shirt this week? Not a bit. Is it not funny? And I said, you're the first person to notice.
That's so funny. That doesn't come out until Monday's episode. This is going to be 2 weeks from now, probably, I think, if I counted that right. 1 week from now?
I really like this plush toy.
I can tell.
We've had kind of an idea of getting her dad a dog since we used to have one. That he used to have one that he took everywhere. He's getting older and is on dialysis for kidneys or something like that.
The dog or the dad?
I'm not a doctor. The dad.
Dialysis is for the kidneys, correct.
Anyways, she was going to feel out the idea and see, and was planning on seeing her mom and asking if it would be all right if we did this for Christmas. When my wife asked her mom about it, she said just as long as it's a mellow dog, since they aren't up for some spaz of a dog right now. Rightfully so.
What do you think is better, mellow dog or mellow Pepsi?
Mellow Pepsi.
What about mellow yellow?
Mellow yellow, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Right. Whatever happened to mellow yellow?
Coke only makes fucking 4 products now, and that's what happened to it.
That is actually true.
My wife found some little wiener dogs.
You're who?
My wife.
Wait, your
found
wife
some little
found
wiener
some
dogs.
Little wiener dog.
Dogs. The German one that I can't spell. You're on a phone. You could have easily Googled it. You dumbass.
A dachshund.
And when we were lined up to pick one.
This person doesn't know what the fucking dachshund is.
He couldn't spell it.
That's so insane. Autocorrect is a thing.
A dachshund? It's the German one that I can't spell. And when we were lined up to pick one up and train it and such to give it to her parents as a Christmas gift, my wife had concerns about how our 3 boys, 4, 6, and 7, might get too attached to it in the month that we had it.
Also, dachshund's not a mellow dog.
That's what I was just thinking. I've never met a mellow dachshund.
You have to, you like physically have to put like a wrap on their ear so they shut the fuck up. They're not a mellow dog, typically.
Now, the puppies were available today, and we were going to go pick one up. My wife invited her mom to meet us there so we could see the 2 puppies that we were going to pick, and then things snowballed from there. What happened tonight was my wife and her mom and dad went to pick out a puppy, and then her parents ended up taking it home. My wife paid for this, and that's the end of it. But now I need to know, am I the asshole for being majorly butthurt about this? I did not pay for the dog, since we have separate banking accounts. Progressive word, hashtag YOLO. Progressive world, hashtag YOLO.
Does it say that?
Yep.
Wait.
Oh, what a douche.
I thought you were just being a...
Nope.
He says progressive world, hashtag YOLO.
Yep.
This guy's 3 kids?
Yep.
How do we get DCFS called on him?
I didn't get to see a surprise or a puppy jump out of a box. There's no Christmas spirit involved in this at all. Merry November 14th, I guess. I haven't even seen the pooch, and our boys don't even know about it now. Basically, I'm trying to say that I'm just really bummed about the lack of flair we had with this. We need more tchotchkes in Christmas razzmatazz. That's not what tchotchkes means. And I don't know how you spelt that, but you can spell dachshunds. Ultimately, I'm a grown man crying over not getting to play with a puppy before giving it away. But I told her people would divorce over this if... I told her that people would divorce over this in some puppy-loving cultures. Maybe I'm the asshole for wanting some Christmas sparkle in this November. And also, if this makes Barstool, tell Fetz he's cool. And Kevin, you're okay, I guess.
What the?
And good luck with the tchotchkes reference. I had to Google that spelling, but I didn't Google how to spell dachshunds. You know, that German wiener dog that I don't know how to spell? Edit. This all happened while I was at work, and I was picking up my kids from school. This was a gift from us to my as a family, and my kids and I were cut out of the entire thing. So I'm kind of pissed about that. You but I need to know, am I the asshole?
So this guy's insecure in his masculinity because he's upset he didn't get to play with a small dog.
Yeah, he's mad that he didn't get to have a puppy for a while.
And he's like, I hope PFT Barcat, or whatever the fuck his dumbass name is, reads this story.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would he read this story? Do they do a Reddit podcast?
I'm going to be pissed if they shared.
Did Barstool make a Reddit podcast after seeing our successful podcast?
There's a not zero chance.
That's very true.
I'm thinking they might have saw a different Reddit podcast.
Again, as I mentioned earlier, you're missing the whole fucking point of that holiday.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's just being selfish.
Even giving the gift to somebody, like, they got their gift and they are enjoying it. Why are you making a big deal about it? Like,
also very funny. He's like, I'm afraid the kids will get too attached to it. Me, the attached man who hasn't even seen the dog yet.
Yeah.
You can get yourself a dog.
You can tell your wife you want a dog. It's Judah. Not that crazy.
Judah, back off.
Hey, mark that off your bingo cards. We got to ring out bingo cards. Oh, does he need to go? Are we trying to run out of here?
Oh, he clearly needs to go out.
Okay. Hey, that's it for this episode. Fuck this guy. You're a piece of shit. Tell your wife to get a dog, that you want a dog. And guess what? You would have had to train a fucking dog, a puppy, and then it would have been attached to you, and then you would have tried to give it to your in-laws, and then it would have been like, what the fuck?
He didn't want to give the dog away.
No, correct. He was hoping the wife would be like,
oh, the kids are too attached to it. Now we have to keep it.
You're a piece of shit. And fuck you for listening to Barstool instead of us. Erica, plug.
Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, Patreon, YouTube.
Before, make sure you have a taper on those Erica plugs.
Keep plugging.
At Judgies Pod, that's JUDGIES Pod. Disgusting.
Josh, you go let Judah out. I got to read for all of you fans that were at our Friendsgiving
event. What am I missing out? What am I missing out on?
We said if you completed your bingo card, we'd read your name off on the next podcast episode. And everybody that completed the bingo card emailed us their name. And now I got to read your names off.
Would you like me to read it?
That's fucked. Yeah, we can do that.
Would you like to take turns?
Let's see if I can spell bingo. We're not going to read your whole messages, unfortunately, because that would take too long, and we don't got time for that.
Am I doing full names?
No, just first names.
Tate.
Thanks, Tate.
Abby.
Thanks, Abby.
Gavin.
Thank you, Gavin.
Caitlin.
Caitlin, thanks a million.
Christina.
Christina, thanks 100.
Katie.
Katie, big ups.
Matt.
Matt, thanks.
Kenzie.
Did you start at the bottom?
No.
London, thanks. Kenzie, are you fucking kidding me right now? Thanks, dog.
Theo.
Theo, you motherfucker. Thanks, dude. You got fucking bingo.
That's it.
And all for all of you little piss babies that came to our Friendsgiving event, thank you so much. We love you. We love you so much. It was a blast. We had so much fun. For you guys that came to the meet and greet, Tate, I know I recognize that name. Thanks for coming out to the meet and greet. And for all of you little frickers that came to the after party, I hope it was a fucking blast like this episode. Erica, hit the kiss.
Have a great week. We love you. Okay, bye.
The judges love you.
Fuck. It is harder than it looks.
Wow, she admitted. Bye. And now this is where we talk shit about Josh.
That fucker.
His farts sound weird. It sounds like they go in instead of out.
Huh?